Hey friends, welcome back to It's All Happening with Amanda. As you may know, It's All Happening has been taking a bit of a break from covering Bravo while I've been recapping Gossip Girl and Big Brother. Well, Gossip Girl decided to go on a two-month hiatus. Don't worry, episode 6 recap is still coming. I had some technical difficulties, but it is coming, so be on the lookout for that. And Donnie, Kendrick, and I have moved all of our previous and future Big Brother recaps over to the Big Brother Breakfast Club podcast. So be sure to subscribe to that so you don't miss any episodes. So It's All Happening is actually going to be going back to covering some Bravo shows in the meantime, and I know that you all are really excited about that. I also have some exciting news to share. You may have seen it on Instagram already. I am starting a Patreon where you can subscribe to get even more content from me. So I'm going to be exclusively covering Real Housewives of Salt Lake City on the Patreon. I'm not going to be covering it here on the main podcast. So if you want Salt Lake City recaps, you're going to have to subscribe to the Patreon. I'm going to bring on guests. We're going to be talking season 2 of Salt Lake City, and I cannot wait. I'm also going to be doing a rewatch of my favorite show, like one of my favorites of all time, Pretty Little Liars. I've seen it like 500 times. I can't ever stop watching it. And I'm also going to be bringing in some friends to talk about some episodes of that. And that's all exclusively on the Patreon. In the meantime, until Salt Lake City starts, the Patreon's going to have just some bonus Bravo content. So this week I had Priscilla from Bonjour Bitches blog, who is also on this episode on the main podcast, come on the Patreon where we talked about Beverly Hills. So on this episode, you'll hear us talk about Potomac. And over on the Patreon, we talk about Beverly Hills. And we also play some games like Would You Rather, get to know her a little bit more. And it was super fun. So make sure you listen to this episode. But when you finish, head on over to my new Patreon at www.patreon.com/itsallhappening to subscribe and to take a listen. So thank you for listening to my little promotion here, and let's just get right to the Potomac recap with Priscilla because I had so much fun with her. I love her, and I know you will too. Hi there, friends. I am here with Priscilla, who runs the Instagram account Bonjour Bitches blog. You may also know her from our extremely popular fake podcast, Call Us Sorry. Priscilla was one of the first people that I met on Instagram, and she is absolutely hysterical. She's always posting the most hilarious memes, the most hilarious reels, and she's so relatable. She also recently launched a clothing line called Bonjour Boss, which focuses on feminist apparel, and I'm obsessed. I have a shirt for myself, and I have a little matching onesie for my future baby. So you all need to go check it out. So let's just get right to it. Hi, Priscilla. Welcome to the show.
Hello, what an intro.
I can't believe this is the first time I'm having you on It's All Happening. Like, I feel like this podcast hasn't even existed until now.
I mean, I agree.
You are one of my favorite Instagram accounts to follow. You always have been, because you aren't just posting about Bravo. You're also posting like random shit, just the most like ridiculous stuff. And I have to talk about this batshit crazy topic that has been going on lately on your account. So it seems like you have like the most weird people following you out of nowhere. They just like came out of the woodwork talking about all of these wild confessions. Like they share deodorant with their husbands. Like, how did this start? Can you explain like, where did this all come from?
Yes, I can. So a couple of weeks ago, I just realized that my towel situation in my bathroom with my husband was out of control. Like, I didn't have an assigned spot. I never knew where my towel was going to be. And it was like hanging on a hook now. So it's like never really dry. So I was just ranting about that in my stories and posted a poll like, you guys have an assigned towel spot, right? Like everyone does this, right? So mostly people said yes, but then someone DM'd me and said, I don't want to call, well, people were going back and forth about their towel habits, a lot of people sharing towels, people, you know, assigning, not assigning, color coding, you know, having entirely separate bathrooms, this and that. And some guy, Ryan, DM'd me. He was like, just so you know, I don't have a side of the bed. My girlfriend and I go to bed not knowing what side we're going to sleep on. And time stood still in that moment.
That is wild. Can you imagine just being like, oh, tonight I'm going to be on the left. Tonight I'm going to be on the right. Like, what? No,
weeks later, my heart rate is still elevated thinking about it. So I posted about that and just things went way off the rails. People were just telling me all their weird habits. And so I fed the beast. I was like, all right, let's do this. And I asked for them officially. And it was the wildest 48 hours, 72 hours of my life. It was got so disgusting. I had to reel it in because it started getting into like, I like nail clippings and like people's habits about that. And I was like, you know what? I need a pause. I need a pause on this. So, but yeah, going forward, I'm going to do TMI Tuesdays.
Oh, that's
because
fun.
I did feel like I had tapped into something that it's like a car wreck, you know, like people were rubbernecking just. So people want it, but
people want it. And I also feel like it's nice for the people who do have those weird things. Mm-hmm. So they can read other people's and say, okay, so I'm not the only one, or like, well, at least I'm not that fucked up. Right. Like I'm not sharing deodorant with my husband and children. That was like a lot.
But then like terrible people like Ryan are like, okay, but at least I don't share deodorant. And I'm like, you're the worst. The other thing is like people were like, I would post my responses to people, which I would shame every single disgusting person that like contacted me.
Oh yeah.
And like, they want to be shamed also.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So they liked it. They want your response.
It's a fascinating like sociological experiment. And then we started getting into cringy stories, but it just wasn't the same. So I am going to bring back the disgusting stuff.
I feel like the cringy stuff is good, but it's almost like I get too much secondhand embarrassment from hearing embarrassing stories where I'm like, I can't read this when I'm halfway through and I know how it's going to end. I'm like, oh no, oh no. But at least with the TMI stuff, I can be like, okay, they seem proud of it. They're admitting it. They're straight up telling you I share a toothbrush sometimes.
Right.
My husband and I switch pillows, which is like, how is your neck okay? Like, how are you not confused when you wake up in the morning on the other side of the bed?
One thing that was shocking to me, a lot of chamber pots.
Oh.
A lot of people keeping something by the side of the bed so that they don't have to go all the way to the bathroom.
Interesting. I don't think it should be that far. Are you living in Tom Girardi's mansion? Like, do you have like 10,000 square feet to pass before you go to the bathroom?
And for anyone genetically female, physically female, I think it would be more difficult.
Yeah. I've never been able to pee in a bottle. I've never tried, but there's no way I could aim correctly. Could you aim correctly?
No.
There's no way. No.
And I actually have a contraption bought for the car just in case, because during the pandemic, we would come back and forth. We came down to Delaware from New York City and it was like the middle of the pandemic. I wasn't going, you know, Jersey rest stop bathrooms aren't great anyway. Right. So we weren't going to stop. I didn't have to use the contraption, but now I'm like hawking it in my stories, like, you guys should get this because I always wanted to call myself a urine influencer.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. So the opportunity arose.
I feel like there's a market for that, especially for like tailgates, college kids. I mean,
road trips. I mean,
Sonia Morgan, like she should really invest in one because
the microwave. Oh my God. It could look like a chic bag.
Yeah. Cause you never know. You never know when you need to go. Isn't that the slogan?
That's the line.
I was going to say, I should be in marketing because I mean,
let's do this. I mean, I just think if you could make it look cute, you could have a totable toilet.
You should add that to your Bonjour Boss line, but like make it cute.
I mean, my head is, the wheels are turning.
Write this down.
Is anyone still listening?
Right. Okay. So let's talk about Bravo. So I'm so excited to talk about Potomac because it has been months since I've had my podcast covering Bravo. So this is just sparking so much joy. Potomac is my favorite franchise. So I need to know before we start, like when did you start watching Potomac? Are you like a new watcher? Have you watched every season? Like, what's your story?
I have watched every season. I feel like I couldn't tell you which season I started, but it wasn't one, but I did go all the way back and start at the beginning.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a perfect franchise. Mm-hmm. I think it is so unique at the same time. Cause these women are just comfortable and they are who they are. You know, I mean, everyone talks about like the season 2 glow up and yada yada. And that did happen too, but there's not the lifestyle porn level of a lot of the other cities. And we don't need it.
No, we don't. We don't. I don't miss it. Like, and I feel like they still are aspirational. Like they're still living wonderful lives and they like have the ability to wear, even if some of their outfits are knockoff, like, you know, that they can afford designer and they're still going on vacations. They're still living better than most people. So there's still that aspirational side, but they're also not stealing their money. So there's that.
So far.
Yes. Knock on wood. Knock on wood. Oh, now my dog thinks somebody's knocking at the door. Miley, it's okay. She's my co-host, by the way, everybody. Okay, so let's talk about this week's episode. So they're on vacation. They're in Williamsburg. The episode starts at breakfast before the pool aerobics class. And we see Wendy come strutting in looking super hot in her bathing suit. And I just have to give a little plug. I talked about this topic on Ono Bravo's Patreon last week from last week's episode with her and Taria. And so if you guys want to know my thoughts further, you can go subscribe there, but I need to know what you think about this, about Giselle and Robin kind of, I don't want to say like nitpicking, but focusing on the way that Wendy is dressing and acting lately. Like, what do you think about this?
So I'm team Wendy on this one for sure. I don't think the substance of Wendy has changed at all.
I do think
that's a low blow. I don't think they knew. I kind of don't think these girls know how hurtful what they're saying is. And I don't think they mean it that way. Like, I wish they picked a better word, because maybe they just mean that Wendy's a little more focused on, you know, her aesthetic this year or something, but I don't even know. But I know you've talked about how, you know, she just had a baby and now we're like a year later, she's got full like autonomy of her body now, and let her do what she wants. And I'm totally, let her wear what she wants. And I'm sure we'll get to this, but Mia at the lunch or whatever being like, well, you shouldn't be dressing that way if you're not a stripper or something. Like, it's just none of them are making sense.
Yeah.
And it's bad for feminism.
That's true.
And, you know, like, let Wendy have a fun time with her new body.
I agree. And when Wendy in her confessional said, like, I'm a grown woman and I'm not going to let anyone tell me what to wear or what not to wear, I'm like, that's it. Like, that's the end of the conversation. And it's like, I do feel like bringing up, oh, it feels like you're lacking substance, or you're also acting different. All of that seems like made up to me just so they can bring up the Eddie rumors. Like, to me, it just all felt like they knew they couldn't just say, we think you're doing this because of the Eddie rumors. Right. So they bring up all of these other concerns. And then Giselle sneaks in, oh, maybe it's about this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I just feel like I don't think Robin was coming from a bad place, and she's not wrong that Wendy feels different, but it's like, shouldn't you be happy for your friend when they're walking around confident, showing off their body? Like, why aren't you happy about that?
Sure. Well, Robin is in a low place, and
true.
I really relate to where Robin is and everything that she's talking about. TJ Maxx and Macy's are also calling me constantly. And I'm just like, no.
Hanging up.
No, but I really do like understand where she's coming from. And when you're feeling really low, it's like hard to celebrate other people.
Yeah.
Giselle, I think, is just, you know, she's a troublemaker.
She's Giselle.
Yeah. And so it would also be one thing if Wendy was only talking about her body and only wanting to talk about her new boobs and her new butt. And she's like, she's showing it off a little bit. She's like, ah, and then moving on. You know, it's not like it's co-opting everything. That would be more of an argument, say, for Giselle and the other ladies who have, you know, kind of tapped into this argument too. But it's the same Wendy.
Right. And I've heard this a lot, and it's not something I came up with on my own. I've just been hearing people, like, everyone criticized her last season for bringing up her degrees. And, but when I say everyone, I mean the other women, like they brought it up about how she's always bragging about her degrees and she's holding them against everybody else. And even Karen was like, don't make me feel bad about myself because you keep talking about your degrees. And it's like, that was not okay with them, but now she's not talking about her degree. She's talking about something else. And that's still not okay. And it just seems like they all have a problem with her confidence is what it is.
Yes. Yes. I totally agree.
So I want to talk more about this Robin situation. So Giselle kind of has what she calls a tough love conversation with Robin about her lack of motivation. And Robin expresses that it might be coming from like a fear of falling on her face. And I feel like that is so relatable. Just like knowing what you want, but being afraid to fail. So you just don't do it at all.
Yeah. That's the way I live my life.
Like that's my motto.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because she's had, like, you know, issues, financial issues in the past. So
yeah,
I get
it. And she probably doesn't trust herself maybe a little bit, but yeah, I'm really hopeful for her. She does a little bit just kind of go along with what Giselle is up to. And I hope she does find some independence there. But yeah, and I hope she gets it together because I love her hat line. And like, I love her. I want her to have the stability and the success that she deserves.
Yeah, and I hear such great things about the product. And I feel like she really is like one of a kind out there because they're lined, like silk lined. And for women of color who have hair that tends to break in other types of hats and things like that, like it's a product that was like needed by a lot of women and they're super cute. So she definitely has something there, but I get it. Like once you make the decision that you're going to really go for your goals, if it doesn't work out, it's like, it's hard, but if you never try, then like you don't fail, but that's not the way to live. So like,
no. I will say that is not working for me thus far.
Right. So go for your dreams, people. Don't do what we do. So, okay. We get to the best part, in my opinion, was the aerobic swim. And I actually did this last week, but not with like the weights, but I did like an aerobic type swim workout with my friend because I'm not allowed to exercise, but I am allowed to exercise in the pool because it's like not bad for you, like not bad for your whatever, pregnant people problems. But really you feel like you're like 95 years old while doing it.
I'm sure. And it probably was a hard workout.
It's so hard. So hard. The water is like pushing against you.
But it like, probably doesn't feel like it's hard at the time.
Oh, I felt it. All I was doing was like walking in the pool back and forth. And I'm like, damn, my legs are burning already. I wasn't even like swimming. I didn't have the weights. I was just like walking in the pool. And I was like, damn, it feels like you have like 100,000 pounds like weighing you down. But I recommend it to everybody because it really, you can get a lot in a short amount of time.
Yeah. Giselle looks great. It's working for her.
Oh yeah. They all do. They all look good. That's why I'm like, guys, why are you criticizing Wendy? Like you all show up looking fabulous. Giselle had just as much cleavage in her blue dress in the confessional as Wendy did in her Versace number. It's just that Wendy's boobs are like, just new. Like new, right. New, shiny, and very perky when you first get them done. Very. Yeah. So Ashley shows up and I was happy to see her enjoy herself away from Dean and Dylan after her struggles from last season. So I feel like for, you know, I'm not a mom yet, but for a lot of moms, like I feel like people can really like feel for her, could really feel for her last season. And to see her like kind of getting herself back on track was just like really good to see.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, she's back in the fray.
Yeah, and ruining lives.
I mean, but I really do think she was trying to do right by Wendy.
You believe her?
Yeah, yeah.
Your face is like...
Yeah, I do.
Do you think that she... Okay, so Karen kind of catches up Ashley, and Ashley like immediately assumes that Karen is exaggerating about Giselle's behavior. And I'm like, okay, but have you met Giselle? Like, maybe Ashley had good intentions, but do you believe that she really thinks Giselle's intentions were pure?
Oh, no.
Okay, so that's a whole other thing.
No. And she was going to Wendy though, because she's been through it. I don't totally understand what Ashley wanted that conversation to be though. That is what I'll say. It felt like, what are you trying to do? Because it's like not a topic yet. You know, it wasn't out with the ladies, and then she's going to her like, well, if you need help navigating this situation, I'm here. She's like, hey, this is coming, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of thing, or I don't know.
I know. It was a little bit strange because it's like, what do you want her to say? Like, do you want her to say, you're right, these rumors have affected me, and this is like, I'm feeling sad about it, I guess. But then it's like, I don't know where you go from there. Like, I guess she just wanted to be like, I'm here to talk if you want to talk about it. But it definitely, I just don't like the accusation that like, because of the rumors, that's why you're dressing like this.
Right.
That part is like stupid to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Giselle took like absolutely zero responsibility for how she made Wendy feel after that dinner. And she doubles down about the rumors about Eddie, and they go to brunch. And this part was crazy to me because it was literally like the morning. I think it was like lunch, brunch, whatever. They're ordering martinis, and Candace is like, remember that we have the whiskey tasting later. And I'm like, buckle up, bitches. Like, this is like definitely going to go down. I knew that it was going to be a train wreck.
Yeah.
And Giselle asks Wendy, like, are we good? And Wendy expresses that her feelings were hurt. And what did you think about Giselle's apology?
Oh, she was just throwing her a bone. She was just like, okay, then I'm sorry. Like, yeah. It was not.
I'm sorry you felt that way.
Yeah, no. It was a housewife apology. It wasn't a real apology.
It was a call us sorry episode. That's what it was.
Yeah. We could do one of those. Oh my God. Has someone been listening to
it? I think so. Yeah. I mean, it was basically like, oh, well, if you felt that way, that's on you. It's not because of me. Yeah. And it's like, but you said these things to make her feel bad.
Yeah.
But see, here's where Ashley loses me, because she wasn't there. And she's like, Wendy,
and that's...
Wendy, you're missing the point of the conversation. I'm like, but you weren't there.
And that's what she did also with last season. She was trying to talk about what happened at the wine tasting, but she was in the bathroom.
Right. And it's like, you didn't see it. And maybe she did see footage. I don't know if like she was able to see footage or whatever, if the lawyers had access or something like that, but still like, yeah, this situation, she was like, and she's still acting like Wendy's acting differently towards the group. And I think you said this earlier, she hasn't been acting differently. So that's where I'm confused. So if anyone listening has any insight into like, not about Wendy's, what she's wearing, not about her confidence, not about like her candle line or whatever, but how is she approaching the women differently this season than last season? Because that, I don't see it. I don't see, yes, she's coming for Mia, but I don't necessarily feel like that's different than last season. Last season, she came for Ashley within 5 seconds of that last trip. It's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no substantial, to use the word, change in Wendy, except that she's not up and down talking about her degrees.
Right.
And which they wanted. So.
Right. So what do you want, ladies?
What do you want?
So I want to talk about the whiskey tasting. Are you a whiskey drinker? Do you like whiskey?
I was in my day. And yeah, I don't think I'd go to it. I don't know that I would have enjoyed a tasting. I would have enjoyed being at that tasting.
Would you be more like Robin, where you just like knock them back, or sip, sip, sip? What do you think?
I would have been totally knocking them back. Just knowing me, I'm like a Luann or like a Leah, you know?
There is no in between.
There's no in between. So yeah.
You end up in the rose bush, or you're sober.
Yeah. There's no tastings.
right.
where I come from. So yeah, I probably would have been three sheets
going up. I love the idea of doing like a whiskey tasting, and I love that they did it at home, or like, yeah. obviously they're not at home, but like on the trip where they like come to your house. I thought that yeah. was like a really cute idea. And I feel like Candace has been such a good host mm-hmm. on this trip.
Mm-hmm. Candace is getting a pretty decent edit so far.
Yeah. I mean, some people might be like, she's not doing anything, but sure. we'll get into where she actually gets into. So Ashley, this is where the conversation Ashley has with Wendy comes in mm-hmm. and she says like, oh, I've been through it all with Michael, but I'm like, bitch, Michael is a cheater though.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
There's a difference.
And I mean, bitch in the loving way, like bonjour, bitch. I don't mean that. And I actually like Ashley. Ashley, I like you.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it's different. And I feel like that was insulting to compare it because yeah. it's like, don't say I've been through what you went through. My right. husband's not cheating on me.
Right. But yeah, she should have qualified that. But, and Wendy was, do you feel like she was extra defensive?
I feel like she was very defensive and I feel like she was very offended. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I will say is, and maybe it's just because last season was not about her at all. So this is maybe her first time at the rodeo. Like really, she should not be that surprised that if there are articles out that it's going to end up on camera. I'm like, you've yeah. seen, like you've seen this happen. Last season it happened with the blogs, with Monique's fight, the Monique and Candace fight where, you know, things were talked about in the blogs. Like there's no way she didn't know about the rumor. She knew about the rumor. She knew what they were
yeah.
talking about.
Yeah.
So it's like, are you surprised that people are talking about it on camera? That's the only thing. Like,
yeah.
So Wendy comes in and she's like, okay, speaking of twerking, I want to talk about these.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
Speaking of twerking, I want to talk about the rumor. So Giselle is, she doesn't give a shit. She literally says, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And like, to me, that is like, where I'm like, okay, so you really are not doing this because you care about Wendy. Like you, we all knew it, but now you aren't even showing an ounce of empathy towards someone whose husband is being discussed in a cheating allegation.
Which and, Giselle should know what it's like to be on the other side of that too. Very recently,
right. you know,
people were like, well, you're one of like Jamal's harem. You're not with him. He's like, you know, what she was saying was not true. Like if anything, Giselle could have been the Ashley going in and being like, I've been through this. This is coming. You know, I know what it's like.
Yeah, that actually makes sense. And if you hear my dog barking, I'm sorry, guys. It's just, this is the way that it goes. So that actually makes a lot of sense because we don't know whether the Giselle rumor stuff, like the Jamal rumors, those were all things that weren't necessarily like proven to be true. They were things that Monique brought up at the reunion last season with her binder. and that binder still lives on. She's still riding along with that binder, with the binder time stories. It'll never die. But so that's something that I do think Giselle should understand, but it's like, to me, it's like Giselle was hurt by Monique coming to the reunion with that. And so she's going to hurt Wendy, but it's like, I mean, they say hurt people, but it's like, yeah. It would be one thing if it was Monique that she was doing it to, but she's doing it to Wendy, who wasn't involved in that at all. Wendy was not saying shit about Jamal last season. So
yeah.
What does she do? She doesn't deserve that. Like, what has she done?
Giselle just wants the heat off of her.
Absolutely. So Wendy goes off about Jamal again and says, the life you are living now is God giving you karma for everything you've done. Imagine being with a man who cheats on you consistently all over Baltimore, and you still keep him around and bring him around your daughters. And I was like, so some people said online, I saw some people saying like, this was a little bit overboard. Now she's being a hypocrite because she's talking shit about their family. But then some people say like, this is just an eye for an eye. So like, what do you think about Wendy? Like, do you feel like she went too hard for Giselle, or do you think it was understandable?
A little bit of both, I guess. I have such a hard time with these like picking sides a lot of times, because part of me is like, I don't know how I would feel if these things were being said about my family,
mm-hmm.
but if they're not true, like, of course I'm going to say the best thing to do is just go to the woman and be like, yeah, this shit is out there. It's not true. Like, shut your mouth. But that's putting myself in shoes that I'll never like walk in, you know?
Right.
So I have no idea what it's like for bloggers to be saying my husband is cheating on me.
And that he has a baby. Like, he got a woman pregnant. That was like, they didn't say that on the show, but that was part of the rumor that I heard, was that it was like an East Coast husband. Eventually people said it was Eddie, but it was like, he got a woman at his workplace pregnant.
Yeah.
Also. So that's like even like worse.
Yeah. So I honestly don't know what the right reaction is. But I do think she went too hard and went into a space that it's, you know, if you're going to do an eye for an eye, then you're no longer like a victim in this,
mm-hmm.
in at some level.
Yeah. I will say that at least she didn't bring up anything new. She just brought up like what they were already saying. So it's like, who are you to say this? You've been dealing with all this shit.
True.
It, you know, it'd be one thing if it was like, we had never heard that about Jamal, then I feel like that would be like super messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Taria always says that about like, she, I forget the phrase that she uses, but there are people who are like a friend who, if you make them mad, they're going to then expose all your shit. Like, mm-hmm. People who will keep your secrets, but then if you cross them, they'll say all this stuff when they're mad. Like, and so I don't think that was necessarily what Wendy was doing here, because it wasn't like new stuff, which, yeah, but
that is true.
I don't know if I'm just like feeling like what I need to protect Wendy this season for some reason.
Well, because, you know, she's not a villain by any means, like, and not that there's anyone that deserves to have hurtful rumors spread about them, but it's I think we find out so much in between seasons that we like walked into this knowing these rumors are coming. You know what I mean? There's not many secrets left anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's sort of like just permeated and the season. So it's like she started from a place of defense. Do you know, does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So it's like, we couldn't really like step into drama. It was already beginning.
Yeah. I agree with that. So now this is kind of the end of the episode, but I do want to get your thoughts about like some of the stuff that's been happening earlier in the season. So like, where do you stand on like the Giselle and Karen of it all? Like their ongoing frenemy feud?
I honestly don't think it's warranted. I mean, maybe their feud ongoing is potentially warranted, but Karen digging up this wishing death thing, it's just comical. I love Karen so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's pretty much perfect housewife. But this particular one, it's like Karen's trying to keep it going.
Yeah.
I feel like, or maybe she's not exactly getting, maybe she's just not sure why Giselle bothers her so much. And that can like, that little nugget is there. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, I mean, okay. So I will say that like, you know, when you're mad at someone and literally everything they do pisses you off, like yeah. everything.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's what it is. And I said this on Ona Bravo's Patreon, that it almost to me seemed like Karen like rewatched the series and was like, what have I not brought up yet?
Right?
She got mad again.
Yeah.
Or like somebody was like, I'm watching the show, and remember when Giselle said this about Ray? And she's like, oh yeah, I'm going to bring that up next season. Like, that's what it felt like to me. And it was like, oh, Karen, like this is not, there's just so many other reasons to hate Giselle. Like so many other reasons to hate her.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I'm, yeah.
And I felt like,
bless Karen.
Her bringing up to Candace, so we saw on the last episode that Candace kind of opened up about her situation with Chris and how he's like the manager of her now. And they kind of got into that. And Karen said to Candace, like, I didn't like the way that Giselle like kind of came for you and Chris's marriage. But I feel like I agreed with Karen, but I don't think Karen would have inserted herself in that if it wasn't Giselle who had said anything.
Possibly. Yeah. I don't think Karen will, at least this season, will not protect Giselle by any means.
Right. She's not at all.
Yeah.
And especially knowing that her and Candace they didn't start the season in a good place because of everything that happened at the end of, you know, with the fight and then Karen going to Bravo to talk about like her concerns about Candace. So like, I felt like she wouldn't go out of her way to be like sticking up for Candace if it wasn't Giselle. It's like the less of two evils here. Like, I'm less mad at Candace than I am at Giselle.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you have any other Potomac thoughts?
I'm really liking Mia.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm really liking her and what she brings. It's like they dropped a Miami housewife in the middle of Potomac.
Yeah.
It's like, what do we do with this woman? But she's like unafraid. She's like kind of a flip flopper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just really like her energy.
I like that she isn't afraid to speak her mind, and she is a flip flopper, which is great. Like, it's great television because I never know where she's going to come from. I mean, the one thing she did say at that lunch where she's like, you know, she's like, oh, well, I was stripping for money, or she's like, I was taking off my clothes for money, but like, you shouldn't take off your clothes on a girl's trip. And I'm like, actually, I feel like a lot of people would think the opposite. I mean, we shouldn't shame anyone for taking off their clothes for any reason. Like,
right. Right. And she, that is something she was totally in the wrong for, like everything that she said. And also she was a stripper according to her.
She said it.
So like, and the editing was perfect. They're not like, she said it.
Right. And like, I didn't, when Wendy first said it, I was like, oh, like, I don't want her to, because when she says, I don't judge you for being a stripper in your past, I'm like, yeah. Well, you're bringing it up. So, but I thought that Wendy's point was like, you of all people should not judge me for what I'm wearing. You've right. had this past, which I feel like makes sense. Maybe if she had phrased it a little bit differently, like, oh, I wouldn't expect that coming from you. It's different coming from someone. Giselle was married to a pastor. So I can kind of understand that perspective. It's not right, but Giselle, if anyone, would be the most judgy about somebody's yeah. appearance, like what they're yeah. wearing.
Yeah. And like, I don't even understand Mia's point. Like, well, if you're not stripping for money, you shouldn't be wearing revealing clothing. Well, that makes absolutely no sense.
It doesn't.
That makes absolutely no sense.
And I know at lunch she had like, her dress was like up to her chin, but like, she doesn't normally dress conservatively, I would say.
No, and she doesn't particularly speak conservatively either. She was the first one to talk about her clit.
Right. What like, about that?
So can we talk about that's why this whole conversation that's ongoing is so off the rails, because these women are just, they're all wrong and none of them are making sense. They're all over the map. Like, yeah. Hey, I'm going to come to dinner and openly talk about how much sex I'm having and that I needed to reconstruct my vagina. But if you want to wear a low cut shirt, that's improper.
Right.
Like, there's no rules to this game.
I know.
And it's not like, there would be situations where I feel like it would be correct maybe to call out someone for what they're wearing. Say if she was a school teacher.
Oh yeah.
And was wearing like, you know, that Versace thing to an elementary school.
Or if she was actually wearing that while teaching a class, right. I feel like then it would be like, Wendy, yeah. What are you doing?
Maybe
like,
we should talk about this, but, or like she's on CNN, like trying to make a point. And I'm sure there's even an argument that could be made against that. Like, well, even if someone wants to be wearing revealing clothing on CNN, that's fine too. I don't know. No, but
I'm not gonna judge you. If you want to go on CNN wearing that Versace outfit, you go right ahead, Wendy. I don't actually care. But that would make a little bit more sense, because it's like, how can you say like, oh, well, you don't have substance anymore because you're wearing all of these outfits, but it's like, she's wearing them. There's a time and a place. And I feel like this is the time and the place when you're absolutely. On a girl's trip. There's not even other men around. It's not like she's like doing something in front of their husband. There's literally no, right. there shouldn't be a reason for them to judge her, but there's not even one I can come up with in this circumstance. And the most ironic part of all of it was at that lunch when Giselle then started talking like, well, I'm not Don Lemon. Why are you talking to me about like this? What do you think we're on the news? Like, I don't know what she was saying, but it was like, you're talking about how Wendy isn't acting like a political commentator anymore while saying she's acting like a political commentator.
Right. No, it's they're just like grabbing at it now because they're like, well, we can't get off. We can't like jump ship now or whatever. And then I think even Ashley got into it at one point during one episode where she was kind of like, yeah, it has changed. Ashley was humping people like on her first night and like did not like when the ladies brought that back up to her. Do you remember that rooftop?
Yeah.
Where she like got comfortable and she was like, physically all up on people.
She was doing that and Michael was like doing his thing, you know, the inappropriateness. And I remember everyone being like, they're a weird couple. Like, and that wasn't the end of that. They are a weird couple. Oh my gosh. Well, this has been so fun talking about Potomac with you. And I'm so excited that we're going to continue this conversation over on the Patreon to talk about Beverly Hills and play some Bravo games. But for everyone who's listening here, can you tell everyone where to follow you, where they can find your merch, and kind of like give us a little bit more info about your merch and like that, because that's new and exciting and I want to hear more about it.
Okay. So you can find me at Bonjour Bitches blog on Instagram. That's where the shit show is. And then my shop is at Shop Bonjour Boss. And I'm really excited about this venture. I'm sort of like having a recommitment ceremony with myself with it. And I'm just like really planning to dig in the fall. And I'm excited about some of the things that I have coming. It's a feminist inclusive apparel and gift shop, and everything has a charitable connection. So I've had like maternal mental health merch, and proceeds from that went to the Blue Dot Project. All my Pride merch, a portion of that goes to the Trevor Project, and everything else benefits Dress for Success. So it's really about pushing the feminist conversation forward through empowering messaging. I'm sort of reworking the whole thing, but I'm really excited about the next phase of it.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I love it. And it's super cute too. So, and very soft and comfortable. I'm like really happy with the stuff that I ordered. So everyone should definitely check it out. And I love that it's not just a good message. It's also like, you're also contributing to causes that are worthy. So it's like win-win, you know, get cute stuff, help important causes. Can you tell us, where did like Bonjour come from? Like where, what's the story behind this?
That was a shower idea. you know, you just get like struck in the shower.
Yeah.
So I speak a little bit of French, not to go Hillary Baldwin on you.
I almost said hola, because like that's how cultured I am.
So yeah, I just
it's bonjour, bonjour. I was like, wait, what's the word? Oh, it's bonjour.
Hola, bitches. Yeah. So yeah, I just just sort of like bonjour, bitch. It's sort of like I'm slightly Francophile, slightly have the mouth of a trucker.
So that's where the Hillary, like Hilaria, like when we were practicing our hilarious stuff, which did we do an episode? I don't know. Guys, go check it out. Go check it out. I'm sure we did.
You call us sorry. Yeah.
You had a really good accent. So like that's, yeah.
Yes, I do. When I get excited, I have a good French accent. Or when I meet the right man, I have this.
Well, we've got to get another Call Us Sorry episode in, and I got to have you back on where we can actually be in character. That would be fun. Like,
oh my God, yeah.
We actually, so if you're listening to this, we did I feel like I'm literally just a commercial for Ona Bravo's Patreon. Hi, Chelsea.
Yeah, this just want to say this is the third time you've brought her up.
But it's always when I'm on it. Plugging myself on. She has me on a lot. So we did an episode on there in our characters where we talked about a lot of like, it would, that was honestly so fun and so funny. If you guys want to listen to it, it's over there. Priscilla and I just had like the best time just being in character, talking about taxes and Jax Taylor. And that was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah. Well, we really do have to bring it back though.
I know. It's just been, you know, things have been wild. So busy talking to people about sharing towels and like
and boogers.
And yeah, and boogers.
You
and like
talk about substance.
It's breaking. Giselle. It's breaking news. It's breaking news. People are feeding their dogs like eye boogers to their dogs. It's like weird shit happening over there. Not
These
to gross
are the
you
conversations
all out.
We need to be having right now.
So important. Well, thank you so much. And you guys, please go follow Priscilla. She's hilarious. I love her reels. Her memes are funny. She talks about Bravo. She talks about everything else. But if you want to get to know her more, we're about to talk on my Patreon. We're going to talk a little bit about Beverly Hills, but then I have like lots of questions, lots of getting to know you in reality TV and things like that. So please go check it out. Thanks for listening. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to It's All Happening. Remember to subscribe to my podcast and leave a 5-star review. If you have nothing nice to say, my DMs are always open. Please follow me on Instagram at It's All Happening X and on Twitter at happening_pod. Until next time.